Thank you guys for tuning into Weekly Politics again. Like I said with the last episode, if you didn't check it out, it's about Puerto Rico politics, why we should have Puerto Rico as a state, all that amazing stuff. And I'll explain why I'm doing these types of episodes on Friday, which is the military episode. And I'll just get into a whole lot deeper into why I'm talking about this. But today, let's talk about American politics. You know, America, the most conservative nation in the world, except for Hungary, Italy, and used to be Australia. But you know, we can forget about those because Australia is liberal now. Italy's used to be liberal. It's becoming more conservative. And Hungary, well, I don't know what in the world they're doing. So, anyways, let's get into it. So, Democrats. You think of Democrats as people who want to win. I mean, if you're a Republican, you think of it this way anyway. Democrats are the enemy. Democrats are the type of people who do anything in their power to win. They will call you names. They'll tell you anything you want to hear, specifically to win a political role. And I can give you so much proof for that. I can give evidence after evidence after evidence after evidence just to prove that point. Republicans, on the other hand, the Republican Party is seen as a little bit diverse. You see, Democrats like to talk about their diversity and how they have black people and Hispanic people and you know, Russian people. Oh gosh, not Russian people. Can't have those. No, we can't have Chinese people either. Just black people and white people. And then we even have some Muslims because, you know, we're super diverse. And then they talk about their diversity when they all say the exact same thing. They all agree with the exact same thing. So are they really diverse? No, they're not diverse. Yes, they have skin colors. They have skin color differences. But the fact that they care about their skin color differences makes them racist. So they're kind of stupid when they say that. Republicans, on the other hand, we're a little bit different. We're extremely diverse. Sure, I mean, sure, we have Hispanic people. Sure, we have black people who are conservatives and Republicans. That doesn't matter to us. What really matters to us are our values. And that's where we are diverse. Republican values are extremely diverse. You will find Republicans who are for background checks for guns. You will find Republicans who hate background checks for guns. You will find Republicans who love the military. You will find Republicans who hate the military. You will find Republicans who love the government. You will find Republicans who hate the government. You see what I'm saying here? The Republican Party doesn't win elections because we are crazy diverse in our values. That is why. I mean, that's not the only reason why, but there's other reasons I can get into later in the episode. But the basics is Democrats, extremely simple, extremely streamlined. And I know I'm not a Democrat. I don't agree with almost any of what they say, but they're extremely streamlined and they're not diverse whatsoever. Republicans, extremely diverse, extremely chaotic. Two extremes. Who could have guessed? Let's talk about the Democrats a little bit more into a little bit of a deeper type of way. So, Democrats, what's the best way to say this? I have to go into a bit of American history to prove my point, okay? So, in the 1940s, obviously, Democrats were extremely popular because we just won a war, people. We just won a war. A war that every single nation left extremely broken, except for the United States. We left the war extremely profitable. Not because of the war, but because of our economic policies. And because of that, we helped rebuild all of Europe. Quite an incredible, what do you want to call it? Quite an incredible feat, if you ask me. Democrats were extremely popular. A Republican was elected. His name was Dwight D. Eisenhower. He was elected because he was a five-star general who helped plan the invasion of D-Day on Germany. And since he helped plan the invasion on Germany, everyone liked him. And since it was extremely successful, people liked him even more. He was a five-star general, for crying out loud. War was extremely popular in the American public because we just exited the Second World War extremely victorious. We won against the Germans. We won against the Japanese. We won against the Italians. We were arrogant, and in a good way, not the bad way. We're to that t the type of arrogant where we could do anything, and we could. And then the Soviet Union came around, and we realized a new threat almost immediately. We decided the Soviet Union wanted to spread communist regimes throughout the world and undermine American supremacy. And so we thought we need to build a larger military, become more technologically advanced, and prove a point that American capitalism is the best. And we did. We did just that. Eisenhower was elected extremely popular. LBJ was elected not very popular. In fact, he kind of sucked at his job. He was very bad at running the Vietnam War. And then it was Kennedy. He was really popular. He promised the space age. Super, super popular. And then there was, oh gosh, I'm sorry, I'm going to forget the name. What was after Kennedy? I'm gonna say, I forget. I'm sorry. I forgot who was after Kent. I'm gonna say Carter. I'm just gonna go to Carter. Then it was Jimmy Carter. We're gonna skip whoever's between Jim. No, I'm sorry. It was Gerald R. Ford, and then it was Carter. Ford was kind of like a, I mean, he was president. That's really, Ford was president, and that's about what, I don't know if anyone liked him or if anyone didn't like him, because he was president, okay? That's about it. That's all we know, that's all we need to know. He was president, he did okay, I guess. He didn't do anything bad, but I don't know if he did anything good either. And then it was Carter, and Carter was terrible, and nobody liked him, because he had extremely high inflation, and he was bad at running the economy. I'm sorry, it was Nixon before Carter, but you understand the idea. It was Nixon, then it was Carter, and then it was Reagan. And Nixon, by the way, let's get back to Nixon for a second. Nixon was also terrible at running the economy. He ran it like a Democrat, and that was kind of dumb. Like, who in the world in their right mind thinks that raising taxes is a good idea? Nobody. Who in the world in their right mind thinks that making the Environmental Protection Agency is a good idea? Actually, he did, and that was probably a good thing. But then now it's a terrible idea, because now the EPA makes rules, laws, and that's not a good thing, because they're not voted in. They're just made. And then it was Reagan. After Nixon, it was Carter, and I talked about him. Then it was Reagan. Reagan was, man, he is like my role model for a president. I mean, yeah, he did some bad things. He said some things he probably should not have said, but that doesn't mean he was a bad president. He was an excellent president. Reagan was a Republican, obviously. And Ronald Reagan, what he did is he looked at the Soviet Union and said, you know what's different about the Soviet Union and America? Our economies. And you know what's different about our economies? We're rich, they're poor. So let's prove it to them that we are rich and they're poor. We are going to build up a military so technologically advanced, so powerful, that they have nothing to do. They will attempt to build after us. They will attempt to build plane after plane after plane, ship after ship after ship, and missile after missile after missile, but they will go broke in the process. And in their process of going broke, they will fall. And that is exactly what happened. We built a supreme military, and the Soviet Union attempted to follow through, and they went bankrupt in the process. And these nations that were holding the Soviet Union together, say it was Ukraine, Kazakhstan, Russia, all of these nations, Belarus even, Poland, but they were part of the Warsaw Pact, and so I mentioned them. All of these nations, they wanted out of the Soviet Union. And Mikhail Gorbachev, well, he sort of made it legal to for them to get out of the Soviet Union. And they did. They left. They made their own countries. Ukraine is a country. Kazakhstan is a country. Turkmenistan. All these countries exist because the Soviet Union fell. And after the Soviet Union fell, well, we kind of got arrogant and cocky. And I talked about that before, so I'll let you go back and listen to those episodes. But we got extremely arrogant and cocky. But the point of all of this is, in the early 2000s, we Republicans were super popular. Who was president in the early 1900s? You're right, it was Bill Clinton. Who was president before Bill Clinton? George W. Bush. Who was president before George W. Bush? Ronald Reagan. So Republican, Reagan. Republican, Bush. Democrat, Clinton. Republican, Bush. Republican, Bush again, because he served two terms. And then there was Barack Obama. Barack Obama was a Democrat, obviously. He served for two terms. And the difference between Barack Obama's two terms is extremely interesting. See, Barack Obama ran almost like a Republican would run in 2008. And he won the election, became president in 2009 of January, and won the election in 2012 again, became president again in 2013 January. But the difference is this. You see, in 2008, Barack Obama ran on the American ideals. He said, we are all Americans. I'm black. Yes, you're white. Yes, but we are American. And that was excellent. And that made Republicans vote for him, because that's what Republicans were looking for. They were looking for a national spirit. That is what was going on. Everyone was like, sure, we're Republicans, sure, we're Democrat, but we are American. That was what they were running on. And this is when the political parties started to change. This is when the Democratic Party started to change. In 2012, Barack Obama decided, hey, so extremists, Democrats who would be called radicals back then, they'd be called normal now, but they'd be called radicals back then, were starting to win elections in other states, just small elections. Smaller elections, you know, small things. And then a cop killed a black person. And Barack Obama thought that was the end of the world. a black person died from police officer? That is terrible. I mean, who could possibly do a thing? Who could have ever expected such a horrible thing? By the way, did you know this, that more white people die and get shot by police officers than black people? Huh? Must be racism. No, it's not. Also, did you know that after this happened, Barack Obama took an extreme radical shift? So, if you look at Barack Obama's history, into his personal history, into who he was mentored by, who his mentor was, what church he went to, all of this stuff, you will find he was basically a communist throughout his entire life. He ran his first term as president like a Republican would, and that was his plan. His plan was to run that way so that when he went into the second term, he would win super easily. And when he won super easily, he could change America to any way he wanted to change it to. He can make it more socialist, more communist type way. He can make it any way he wanted. And that was his entire plan. So when 2012 came around and he won the election, bam, like that. Now we have this extreme divide. Because now race is a thing. I don't know if you knew this, but black people from 2000 to 2008 were every single year said they were oppressed less and less and less and less. 2008 to 2012. Less and less and less and less. Now, 2012, here's the kicker. I think it was actually 2015 is when it started. But 2015, 2020, more and more and more and more. Now, this isn't because more and more people are oppressing black people. This is because black people think they are oppressed more and more and more because people tell them they are. And instead of actually looking into it, instead of actually, you know, just living their life like a normal person, instead what they do is they think everything is against them. They think every single person is against them. If I don't hire someone and that person happens to be black, they will blame it on racism. They will call me a racist. If I don't hire someone and I say it's because of their hair, and I'm saying it's because of their hair because I work in a factory and you need short hair to work in that factory, they will blame it on racism. I'm not even joking. There's literally a law in Arizona that says that. That is ridiculous. That is when the divide started happening. That is when Democrats became, instead of a political party, they became a social party. They always advocated for high taxes. Okay, sure. But every single year, they talk less and less and less about that and more and more and more about trans rights and gay rights and black rights and every single person's rights except for Asian rights and white rights. It's kind of funny. They're extremely racist and yet they pretend they're not. It's almost stupid, actually. I'm sorry. It is stupid. That is when this started to happen. And Republicans, well, we focused on Bush for a while. I mean, Bush, he was super popular, right? And then we realized, no, he doesn't. As Republicans gained more and more people within the party started to change. The main beliefs, instead of going from we need a powerful government and an extremely powerful military, it went to we need an extremely powerful military and a weak government and extremely high economic prosperity. And that's what it went to. We, instead of looking at Bush, we looked at Reagan. Low regulation, high military power. But we kept losing elections, and we continue to lose elections, not because it's our fault, not because we're dumb. But yet, by the way, we are kind of dumb, but that's not the reason why. The reason why is because we're extremely diverse. I can go to Louisiana, and that Louisiana person will say every man for himself. He's that kind of Republican. Or I could go to Maryland, and a Republican there will be like, well, gay rights and trans rights, and, you know, everyone's rights. But I just think we should have fewer economic regulations, aw. And they will sound gay when they say it, too. It's kind of funny. You should try going there and saying that. The entire point of this is the Republican Party is super diverse. If you go to Maryland and talk to a Democrat, they will sound like a Democrat. You go to Florida and talk to a Democrat, they will sound like the same Democrat from Maryland. Then you go to Texas and talk to a Democrat, they will sound like the same Democrat from Florida. Then you go to California and they're a whole different story, but California, yeah, I can do an episode in California some other day. The entire point of all of this is the Democratic Party is unitary. They have one central value, one central set of beliefs, and that is everything they have. That's all they have. The Republican Party has so many different values, so many different belief systems. And that is one of the reasons why we keep losing elections, but also one of the reasons why we're better than the Democrats. I said earlier that we are not very good at winning elections, not just because of our diverse beliefs, but also because we're just bad at it. And that's true. Republicans are really bad at it. If you remember back in the election before, the midterm elections, 2022, midterm elections, we were going to win by extremely high numbers and said we lost this, or we We didn't win the Senate, basically, and we won the House and only the House. That is because when the Republican candidates went out there talking in the field, they talked about, oh, Biden, he's not very good. But instead of saying what they were going to do to fix it, they just said he wasn't very good. And then Democrats went out there and they said, hey, guys, this guy doesn't have any idea what he's doing. He doesn't even tell you what he's going to do, but I'll tell you what I'm going to do. And so they won the elections more than we did when it came to the Senate. And they also won elections they should not have won when it came to the House. That is not a very good story. Same with the governorships, by the way. So when you look at it this way, that is what the political parties are like. The Republicans were working on it. Democrats, they're a bunch of racist bastards. I'm sorry, I said the B word. Oops, so sad. But they are a bunch of racist morons. That's just the basics of it. I mean, if you're a Democrat, I'm sorry, but your politicians are really racist. If you're a Republican, I'm sorry, but our politicians are terrible at winning elections. What we really need is a good Republican who can win elections in the presidency. Like, say, Ron DeSantis, you know? Ron DeSantis, he was one of the only few Republicans other than Kim Reynolds to win a re-election by almost 20 points, and all of the House members, all the Republican House members, either won the election or did better than they were supposed to do, as well as the senators. Florida is a supermajority red state. Florida's House of Representatives inside Florida, over two-thirds of it is Republican. The Senate, over two-thirds is Republican. The, what do you call it? Supreme Court in Florida, over half is Republican. The governor in Florida, Republican. Florida went from a swing state to an extremely Republican state in no time at all. If Governor DeSantis can do that to Florida, think of what he can do in America as a whole. I'm advocating for DeSantis, by the way. If you can't tell, I want DeSantis to be president. Trump, he's okay. He had some good policies. He was really, in 2019, we had the most powerful economy we've ever had in American history. And I'm not saying that as a Trumpster. I'm saying that as I looked at the facts and I looked into American history and actually saw that as true. We did. But I think DeSantis can do even better. DeSantis turned a purple state into a hard red state. Trump, he's running because he wants revenge on Biden. He doesn't care about Republican ideals, and I have proof of this. He was actually going to work with Democrats to ban AR-15s, guns, in general. The only reason he didn't do this is because Democrats decided to impeach him, and so he stopped working with them. Which is a little funny, but also a little bit embarrassing for Trump. Also, if you haven't noticed this, every single thing Trump says, DeSantis is an extremely hardcore Republican like I am. I don't like Social Security. I don't like the government paying me anything. I don't want them to pay me anything because that means they have a say over my money and I don't want that at all. Trump wants higher Social Security. DeSantis does not want higher Social Security payments. Think of that again. Trump is more liberal than DeSantis. Vote DeSantis when you get the chance to. He will run for president, and I'm almost 99.999999% certain he's going to run for president. Vote for him. He needs to win the primary. He needs to beat Biden. He is probably one of the last hopes the Republican Party will have. After DeSantis, if DeSantis loses, I'm sure there will be other Republican candidates and probably other Republican presidents, but they won't be nearly as good as DeSantis could be. So let's get him in there. Let's let him fix things up. That's today's episode. Well, today's second episode. I hope you liked it. And yeah, I'll see you guys all later. God bless you. Adios.